G'day, welcome to our Christmas 2016 series, Jesus Now, looking at Christmas through a different lens. Instead of using the normal lens of expectancy, we are looking through the lens of the consequences of Jesus' birth. Happy Christmas! Merry Christmas! Wow! Another day in which the birth of Jesus Christ is celebrated around the world, both by those who are Christians and those who are not. It's a day where Jesus is lifted up, even if unintentionally by most people. Let's start today looking at the account written by Matthew and Luke. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She'll give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. And now to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. Hopefully, at least today, you are giving some thought to the spiritual meaning of Christmas. This is Christ's Mass. It is about God sending his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Because the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. 1 John 4 verse 9 and 14. Christmas is about incarnation. Incarnation in Christian terms is that God became flesh. That Jesus Christ was a human male is not really disputed. The birth of Jesus is extraordinary at every level. The primary documents about him found in the Bible state that Jesus was born of a woman, which tells us that at least in a prenatal state he was nurtured and formed as any other male baby was and is. On the physical level, Jesus was born as any person is. However, regarding his conception, he was conceived like no other person. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, as we had in our readings, and in Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And why was that? This was so that Jesus would not gain the sinful nature that all humans have. Jesus was fully human and fully divine. Other documents, many of them, outside of the Bible from that time period, also attest to Jesus and his existence. Do the study for yourself. You will be amazed. Wow. Throughout what we call the Old Testament, there is a witness to the birth of the Messiah, the Saviour. You can read it for yourself. It is there. It is transparently there. So what's in a name? When Jesus was born, his name imbued the very reason he was born. His conception and birth were extraordinary at every level. And so important is our understanding of the birth of Jesus that no fewer than four angels come to give us a full picture of the event. And do you think that his parents, Joseph and Mary, or God, ever gazed upon him and thought, how misnamed he is? They did not. And why did they not think like that? Because they knew the very purpose for which he was born. The name Jesus means one who saves, one who rescues. And the entirety of his birth, life, and death were centered on this very role, as we have seen in this series, to save or rescue all those who would follow him. Unsurprisingly, as I'm sure you are also aware, Jesus Christ is the most talked about person in history. Almost everyone has an opinion about him. Jesus was born to confirm God's promises. He was born to reveal God as a father, and he was born to be our representative before God. Jesus gives us an example of how to live life to the full. Jesus was not merely a man who received some special power, as some believe. Jesus was not some strange creation that was half man and half God, with his human nature somehow absorbed into the divine, or his divine nature somehow absorbed into his humanity. Jesus was much more than those ideas. God's salvation plan for humans involved triumphant victory over sin and death. However, no person could be found that was eligible or capable to do this. And because of this, God stepped into human history so that this victory could be achieved. This God-man would be fully human, so as to live every feature of humanity, including suffering and death. This God-man would also need to remain fully God, so as to defeat sin, death, and the grave. God's mission of salvation to earth is clearly seen in these words of John, in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus, being sinless, was this God-man. Jesus had two complete natures. He had the God nature and the human nature. That is why Jesus, being both fully God and fully human, is all important. For without either, he could not be this long-awaited-for Messiah and Saviour. That Jesus is both human and divine is what makes Christianity unique amongst the world's religions. It's why Jesus' claims to be the only way to God are true and they make sense. And it is why millions of people today worship him and acknowledge him as their Lord and their God. Perhaps you are one of those. And from what little we know of his childhood and his early life, we know that Jesus grew in stature and wisdom amongst his peers and in his local community. So let's return now to the stable scene in Bethlehem. Mary is looking at Jesus with a mother's love for her firstborn child and with deep thoughts about how different their lives would be from here on. Joseph, still with the angel Gabriel's words ringing in his ears, already slipping into the role of being father to God's son. The shepherds, alive with excitement and looking with wonder at the little baby whose future was to be so big. The magi, the wise men, kneeling before the one they know is destined to be more than a king, worshipping him in a manner that befitted their religion and understanding. And it's good for us to join them all around the manger, giving thanks and praise to God for the gift of his only son. Wow. So tomorrow we'll consider that manger scene. But for that, you'll have to come back tomorrow. See you later.